Right, I've just been in the last audio boo we did. I was talking about retweeting and everything. I'm sort of going all over the place, retweeting everything. I don't know why, but I can't control it any longer. I'm a retweeter. That's what I do. Help me. No, actually, I quite enjoy it. So there we go. But apart from retweeting, we have been doing the broadcasts, and the last episode was episode 64, which made me think of the song When I'm 64, which I used to love to do in school. We used to always do that school in like sort of choir practice. Well, not choir practice, but like music class, I suppose it was. We used to do When I'm 64, and the music teacher would play the piano, we'd sing along. Used to love that song, I did. And it reminded me also, the number 64, of a bus I used to get, the number 64. Yeah, when I was younger, yeah. And apart from that, it also reminds me of the film, the wonderful, fantastic film Across the Universe, where Jude is working at Stanley Dock in Liverpool at the start, and then he decides to leave and go to America, and he's queuing up for his wages, his cash, his money. And the man who works, who gives out the money, he goes, oh, you'll be back. I remember when I was young, I always said, by the time I'm 64, I'd be gone, but I'm still here. And it reminds me of that. So I was just having happy memories there of the wonderful film Across the Universe, which, if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's fantastic. This week alone, I've watched it about 6 times. It's like, I just can't stop. It's like the thing with the retweeting. I just can't stop retweeting. Well, I can't stop watching Across the Universe either. I just keep watching it over and over. But I have this sort of thing where if I watch something halfway through, you know, you sort of stop it and sort of go to work or whatever. And then you come back and carry on watching, normally with a film, don't you? But with Across the Universe, I like to watch it in one go. So if I sort of only watch the first hour, it's on for about 2 hours. I think it's 2 hours, over 2 hours. If you only watch half of it, if I only watch half of it, well, when I sit down again, I put it on from the start because I like to watch it sort of in the correct order all the way through, because you got like your happy bits and your sad bits and then your dramatic bits. And, you know, I just like to watch all the bits. It's great. The bit with Bono in. Oh, well, fantastic film, really is. So you have to go and see it, if you haven't, or buy a copy or something. Buy it, go to, I don't know where people go to buy DVDs and things these days. Where do you go to buy DVDs? You can buy them online. Obviously, I'm not going to advertise on this programme, but some wonderful places, or if you're in Liverpool, you can go to all the usual Beatles-related places to get your copy of Across the Universe. Awesome, awesome film it is. So anyway, back to our thing with the quotes and the facts and everything. I'm going to give you some Beatles facts now. Are you ready for this? Are you? I hope you are. Actually, it's sort of me quiz facts in there as well. The Beatles performed at Carnegie Hall. I want to know where Carnegie Hall is, and do you know when it was? Now, if you're a true Beatles fan, you might know that, maybe not. I also want to know what songs did the Beatles perform on the Ed Sullivan Show? How many songs, what were they? Tricky ones. But the Ed Sullivan Show, it's just one of those things, one of those Beatles landmarks. A bit like when they played on the roof. It's just everyone knows about it. You may not know the specific information. I made a squeaky noise then. That's strange. I was whistling before. Now I'm making squeaky noises. Right, anyway. Carnegie Hall is in New York City, and they performed there on the 12th of Feb 1964. The Beatles performed on the Ed Sullivan Show, All My Loving, Till There Was You, She Loves You, I Saw Her Standing There, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. I want to hold your hand.